Hello, this is Ren Goldrich, and welcome to the May Energy Room for 2018. I was just saying that we did not previously choose a topic for this energy room. So, Mother's Day, I believe, is next week. May is the month of Mother's Day, so I was just automatically, energetically, it's going a mother angle, right? Like, that's funny, a mother's angle. And a lot of it's just because of the advertisements that are starting to show up everywhere, and it's starting just to permeate everyone's consciousness. But on another side, I was, I've been considering creation of new packages for some of my other work. And when I do that, I'm always just picking up on what's next, what's next, what's next, right? And, the whole idea of our material world. And if I, am relying on my previous education correctly, the whole idea of maternal, matriarchal, mother, that whole language set comes from root words meaning material. So, or matter, if it were. So the whole idea of mother stems from a root pertaining to matter, material, space, the matter that you use to create your world. When you look at it in that way, the whole idea of mother gets really big, really fast. And, it's kind of cool when you're looking at it through, you know, the scope of the energy room, all the directions that we can go. So I would like just to open up and see, what you guys have, just at the tops of your minds when it comes to me saying, you know, what's up with mother? What's up with matter? What is the matter? What material have you been using to create with? What comes up for you? And I am opening up the lines. So if there's background noise, that's what that is on the recording.
So the first thing that came to me was that it's hard to find a woman who actually has less matter on her, means less weight, since she had children. So we do, as we get, you know, pregnancy, but also being a mom, has this extra matter to our bodies that it's not always welcomed. But that's it on my side.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
It's hard to
eliminate. Interesting. Well, and what's funny about that is the when you tie it into the material necessary in order to create a child, so ultimately all that weight and matter that's left over is a byproduct of creation. And like you said, It's hard. You can't let go of it. I think it's interesting. I encountered a woman once. It was at a wedding reception, and she had just had a baby, and she did look like she had less weight than she did before she had the baby. And it was just astonishing. There was no way in the world you would guess that woman had just had a baby. It was like 2 weeks old. And I told her, I was like, wow, good for you. And she was next to her husband, and they were both like completely shocked. And then, you know, they kind of looked at each other, and they got these big smiles on their faces. And she was like, thank you. She's like, every other woman has called me a bitch for looking this way after having a baby. So she was receiving all kinds of negative judgment for succeeding where we all wish to succeed after laying a baby, you know? So there is a twisted world there, big time. Is there anything else that you guys can
think
of?
I'm trying to figure out how what's been coming up for me connects to what you're saying. I don't know if I'm able to make a connection. It's just been coming up really strong for me for a while now. It's the what could have been, what should have been, what would have been if, you know, things had been just a little bit different, if I hadn't had that horrible car accident and gotten knocked off the track. I don't know, because after I had my children, I looked like I'd never had a baby. And I didn't carry any extra weight or have any problems being my normal self. But then, you know, like I said, I got knocked off the track. And then, you know, I've lately had a lot coming up about that I just wish that things could have been different. And there's so much I've missed out on. Even in raising my kids, there was so much that I missed out on because
yeah.
I was in so much pain and I wasn't functioning well. Things that I wanted to do. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, don't
things that I wanted to do for them and ways that I wanted to, things that I wanted to incorporate into their growing up experience. So it's been a lot of what could have, would have, should have been,
mm-hmm.
or could have, would have, should have happened, you know.
I think it's cool. It fits. Because
just like you're saying
the, you know, if this hadn't happened, things would be different. It can very easily be applied. If I had never had a baby, this would be different. If I had never had this relationship, I wouldn't have had a baby and my life would have gone a different direction. And it doesn't have to be about, like, especially with kids. I mean, my first child was a mega surprise, okay? I was not ready. Okay, so, like, even now, I mean, I wouldn't change anything for the world, but there still is that push and pull incongruency of, well, if that hadn't happened, my life would be entirely different. I wouldn't be dealing with this right now. And it's really easy to look at a moment in your life and use that. That's a very good example of an anchor point, by the way. But that moment in your life, using that to define the cause of everything else that has occurred that cannot be changed because that one thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
So all of it fits. And I'm really happy that you brought that up because you just expanded everything that we were looking at to include a lot more than just material through being a mother, which is awesome.
Right. Well, I need help. So that's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, that's where with what I can do right now, the first thing that comes up is just doing a reverse spin, which I wasn't expecting to do that. You guys know I'm totally willing to do it. I'm like, let's go, right?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. There's enough here to do it, and there's just I have to make sure that all the energy is on board before I do it. So whatever angle you're looking at, the whole idea here, the bigger picture is that moment or thing or experience which occurred that causes something else that cannot be changed after or that is defiantly obstructing your attempts to change it, like inability to lose weight or inability to function physically the same way before, like as you did before an accident. And what I'm wondering is since we're dealing with basically space, time, and material, the reverse spin is either going to be on space, on time, or on material itself. Is this making sense?
Are you asking us to choose one of those?
That's what seems to be occurring right now. So, yeah, you're going to want to choose, since all three will be included, you know, like when you listen to this again, you can choose another one to focus on because it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a quantum spin. But, like right now, yours seems to be, Roseanne, yours seems to be the moment of that accident.
Yeah, and I've worked on it so you know, I thought everything was cleared, and yet I'm still dealing with things in my body that came from that accident. So I don't know what it's going to take.
Well, this one is we're gonna hit the reverse of it.
Okay.
So, okay, and when you start talking about reverse spins, it gets very confusing very quickly. And it's good because it's hitting all the stuff and makes no sense whatsoever. But it's very confusing. So, okay, if we were to reverse, I'm going to use environment as an example, okay? So if I were to just perform a regular quantum spin on the environment, so let's say that your accident occurred in a car and the car itself was the environment. So I would perform a quantum spin wave on the car and it would clear basically any form of consciousness or unconsciousness, all of the events, everything that the car itself witnessed would be cleared. Okay? Now, if I were to do and this is the same thing as if you were to clear, you know, your room as an environment in a quantum spin. So let's say that, you know, I don't know, you fell down in your room and it whatever, there were people there. So in a quantum spin, you're clearing yourself, you're clearing the fall, you're clearing all the people that were witnesses, you're clearing the walls, floors, ceiling, and furnishings that were in the environment that witnessed the event, right? What's interesting about an environment, let's say that you fell and everybody in the room laughed at you. So you're clearing the charge of not only falling and maybe injuring yourself, but the massive embarrassment of all those people laughing at you and not helping you and all of that other stuff, right? Well, the environment is clearing, when you clear the environment, it's in clearing what the environment witnessed of everyone in the environment. So all the stuff that you couldn't cognitively recognize, the environment's able to clear on your behalf. Now, if you were to, let's say, have an accident in a car, and the car is the environment, and let's just say the car was a Buick, and it was a certain color, right? And every time you saw a Buick of that color, you got charged up. Mm-hmm. Well, your charge isn't on the event. Your charge is on the car, on the environment. And in this, it's an object, which the environment is an object, and then the object was your environment, right? So they can overlap. When you do a reverse spin on the Buick, you're clearing all of the charge that you are projecting into that environment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reverse spin. So if we're doing it for space, time, or material, you can do as many quantum spins as you like on being a mother, having a baby, having an accident, all the aspects of the accident. But if you aren't if you go in and you don't reverse spin the incident or the space, time, or material that was surrounding that incident, you're projecting energy upon that time. Even when you were telling us the story of it, to even that degree, just to get your point across, you were saying when this happened, everything else changed. So that's time. That is a moment in time that you are projecting all of that into, and it's having to hold it into place because that's what you're requiring it to do. That's what you need to focus on for your reverse spin. Now, if it's weight that's not going away, or fat or material on the body, then you're focusing on that specific material. And the reverse spin will go into that. Space itself can be really interesting. So let's say that I had agoraphobia. I actually had agoraphobia for a short period of time where I couldn't go into grocery stores. Like the really big ones, couldn't go in. They were freaking me out. And it was the space. So it wasn't it wasn't the energy of the store itself. It was the space of the store and the encounter with that space. So that would be a good example to reverse spin a spatial one. I don't know if anyone else here has an example of the spatial one that they're intending to focus on. But what's interesting is time and space are very closely related. So if you focus on the time element of your accident, then the next time you listen to this, I would definitely focus on the space element even if you don't know what that is. Just imagine all the space around that incident and let it clear out in the reverse. Because the time is where you're holding it in a timeline at a certain point or juncture, and it is in a, it's creating a cause and effect universe with your reality. Where the space is actually, it's really interesting talking about this. Space technically is matter. But the material of space is not a component of time, but it is compartmentalized by time. So time itself is a construct which manipulates space. If space is constricted by a division system, then the material of space cannot behave at its fullest capacity because it's in a restricted, it's restricted by an outside source. And typically, time ultimately is not real. So it's being restricted by a reality or a belief system. I was not expecting to talk about this, but it's kind of fun to talk about this. You guys are going pop, 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 pop. Your bodies are like doing all kinds of fun stuff. So this is, it's interesting to talk about it because you can see how closely time, space, matter, or material are all intertwined just by their very natures. And so to do a reverse spin on basically this this grouping of three is a really cool way to address what we were just talking about. So right now, before I start, okay, everybody needs to have some idea of what their reverse spin is going to be about. So it's going to be easier for you to think about an event or, you know, an effect like the waking after a child, okay? Now, if you experience significant weight gain that won't go away after, and I call it laying a baby, after having a child, is your reverse spin going to be on the material of the child or the material of your weight gain? You get to choose. If you, and kind of hear yourself the way you've talked about it in the past, and if you find yourself putting it on the child, then you need to put the reverse spin on the child. If you find yourself putting it on the weight, like the weight won't go away ever since this time, then you're going to be focusing on the time of pregnancy, of gaining the weight in pregnancy and having the child and not, you know, that timeline there. If it's the material of the weight itself that you're just having the biggest issue with, and if somebody were to ask and you were to really get into it, you'd be like, well, you know, I had a kid, blah, 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 blah. It's not on the kid. It's not on the pregnancy. It's on the material itself. And this is the way you can relate it to any type of event or circumstance that you may be looking to just to have more or successful change around that hasn't been occurring. I've got one that seems to be at a much smaller scale, I took a Pilates class. I started taking Pilates in January, and my whole idea of Pilates was to basically strengthen myself, but I also wanted to lose some weight, and ever since I started that class, I started gaining weight, and which, right? And I was just like, it's a total, just a huge question mark with tweeting birds around it. I have no idea, right? But I have been recently really frustrated by it, and I've been becoming entrenched. And ever since I joined this freaking Pilates class, I've been gaining weight. I have gained more weight than, you know, I've lost this much weight, now I've gained half of it back, right? I mean, I've been doing that type of thing. So I'm going to be going after the time of that choosing that Pilates class, because apparently me choosing to do that Pilates class resulted in gaining weight. And that's what I've got going on. So anything that you've got, because mine's not on the weight, it's on the class. Choice, the beginning of doing that class. And just to be upfront, the recording may go over a little bit, but we've got our energy lounge, so I'm going to start pretty much a half hour into the recording. So if you guys want to just kind of make a mental note of that for when you're replaying your recording. So I'm going to break out some notes. I'm excited. I wasn't expecting to do this, and it's a good surprise. Okay. I think my teams are right now giving me more information than I can handle. Let's see. Okay. Got that one. Reverse spins are funny. They are so confusing just by their nature that I can't completely fly on autopilot and successfully activate them to the completion that I would like. So that's why you hear me rustling pages right now, because I'm looking through my notes just to make sure I get it all. Okay. All right, find a comfy place. If you need to fall asleep or roll over or pass out during the session is still going to occur. You can always listen to it again later if you like. So what I need you to do right now is as much as possible, with as much clarity as possible, imagery, sound, taste, flavor, sensation, thought, feeling, or emotion, whenever you look or remember an event or a choice or a result or a byproduct, you know, what is all of that? What is your time, space, or material that you're focusing on right now? If you need it to kind of be the two things combined, that's okay. It's very likely going to get one and not the other. But if you need two to kind of understand what's going on, that's okay. One more person needs to get theirs. Oh, well done. Okay. okay, from this moment on, it's best just to relax, remember to breathe, and allow me to do the rest of the activation. You may have awarenesses or things that surface that may be related or seem to be completely unrelated. Whatever those are, let them go. If it's coming up, it's being cleared. Just breathe and stay as present as possible.
Okay. I'm going to close up this energy room for May of 2018. Please give yourself time or take advantage of the time that's coming after this session to integrate and just relax. Allow all of these shifts to occur. It is common for my sessions to operate in the manipulations of time, space, and order. It is very rare for my sessions to involve clearings pertaining to time and space itself and material itself in this fashion. Typical quantum spin waves take anywhere from 72 to 96 hours to fully culminate in the energetic processing, and they can take a good 10 days for your body to physically come online with those energetic changes. Due to the nature of this session, there may be awarenesses several months from now about patterns or awarenesses of patterns or the past effects of patterns which existed previous to this session. Not much you have to do at this point about it. Just understand that all of these things and probably more are possible in the shifts to come. This is Ren Goldrich, and if you have questions about this session or any of my other sessions or the energy room, please visit OnenessIsEverything.com.